You are listening to Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind. This is a series of 15 short programmes where ordinary Limerick people from a variety of backgrounds and occupations tell us about what they think of third level students.
Wayne Dalton. As you can probably tell from the accent, I'm not from Limerick. I was born in Dublin. I've been living down in the Clare Shannon region for the last 14 years now. So, like, I've started in LIT probably 2 years ago now. So I've been working here in the sports office, basically looking after, being the backroom support for the sports office, looking after the menial tasks of organisation in the sports office here, you know. My history in sports, I've gone way back. I was into athletics, where I performed to a high level now when I was living in Dublin. I was knocked out of that, unfortunately, due to injury. So then I moved on. I always wanted to be into sports. So I moved on to actually going on to do personal training and fitness instruction and, you know, management of leisure centres, all that kind of thing. So I done that for a good number of years before I actually took a break away from that, and that's what led me into LIT, into the sports office here, you know. The course we had to do for the personal training was quite intensive, because unfortunately I took the long route. Unlike most students, I had to do a part-time course, and I had to do the study and all that kind of stuff at the weekends, and it was an evening and weekend course that I was doing, so it was quite intensive. First time I had to study, it wasn't nice.
And where did you do that?
I done that in Dublin, in between Dublin and Limerick. So I was in a private colleges that run this course on their own, you know. Like I said, just under two years, I've been working in the LIT sports office. Last year was a big learning curve. It's gone a lot easier this year now, I have to say. But I'm busier this year than I was last year. I don't know what that says. daily routine. Well, the first things first is to come in and check all the emails, deal with everything that's come in over the course of the evening. Then basically is to organise the structure for the rest of the day. Well, there could be 4 or 5 matches in a week, so it's to plan the matches for that week. Basically organise gear, organise buses, referees, meals, everything that goes into the backup of the actual sport itself, you know.
Do you enjoy your work?
I love it. Love the job in the sports office. It's great now. There's a great team in the sports office as well. The manager of the sports office now would be Saoirse Bulfin. Then we have a couple of GAA development officers, which would be, the GAA development officer, would be Eddie O'Sullivan. As we say, the real Eddie O'Sullivan, not the rugby chap. Then we have Brian Farrell, who's the rugby development officer, and Eddie Hickey, who's the soccer development officer. So there's quite a good team there, and we all work well together, which is good. It makes our jobs a lot easier, you know. Yeah, we're forever encouraging LIT students to get more involved in sports, you know, even to the point that this year we've organised aerobics, like non-competitive sports, for the college, and we actually provide them free of charge this year to see how they go, and they've been very successful, you know. But we're always encouraging students to get involved in sport, because if they're involved in sport, it's good for them physically and mentally when it comes to exam times and stuff like that, you know. Well, I'm lucky enough that I probably come in contact with all the positive sides of students, you know, which is great from my point of view. Like, I've heard all the horror stories, but I haven't actually experienced them, thank God. The bulk of my experience, I would have to say, has been dealing with LIT students, which I've always found very pleasant to work with and very interested in anything that you're trying to organise. And they're always willing to get on board and actually help out with the sports, which is slightly different from what I've heard to other colleges. I don't have any experience of it, but the LIT students seem to want to be involved rather than having everything done for them, you know. I'd say it's a mixed view that people have. Obviously, parents who would have actual students or children who are students wouldn't like to believe that they're doing anything other than good in college. But then you hear about the, you know, drunk and disorderly kind of students as well. So I think it's a mixed bag of perceptions out there, you know. I think you just have to be involved with students to really get a handle on, you know, what kind of people they are.
Do you think that students contribute, say, to here in Limerick City, in, say, areas like culture, entertainment, and even in sport?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because, well, even to do with the economy, because they spend all the money here when they're here during the week, you know. But, no, in terms of culture, like, they've been, the students I come in contact with support all the local sports as well. They go to matches when they can, you know, or they're very interested in supporting the college teams and travelling to see the college teams play when they're playing away. And even there's a good support when they're down in our own fields, you know.
And what about, say, the entertainment, the nightlife of Limerick City? And how different would that be without students, in your opinion?
Well, the midweek would be dead, that's for sure, you know, because I think they actually keep the clubs and pubs going during the week, you know. And like certain colleges in the city would have certain nights that they'd go out, you know. But no, they know how to enjoy themselves, but they spend the money doing it as well.
And do you think that, is there any way that students would be regarded as menaces by some people here in the city?
I'd say with kind of a few maybe locals where students may be living, because of some students playing loud music or whatever, that the surrounding people wouldn't be necessarily into, you know. But other than that, I don't think so. Yeah, all students want to enjoy themselves, you know. And I think it's like a lot of the time when students come in, especially in their first year to college, it's a brand new experience for them. It's their first time away from home. They obviously have a lot of steam that they need to blow off, you know. But as you go through the years, even students in fourth year will tell you that all they want to do is just relax, and maybe they will go to a few gigs, but they won't go mad or they won't go wrecking anything, you know.
Have you ever yourself had an experience with, say, a nasty student?
Never, thank God, and I hope it stays like that forever.
And have you heard of any of these experiences?
I haven't. I've heard of, like, sometimes property maybe being damaged or by various students, but very, very few. It seems to be minimal in the amount that it happens, but it does happen, yeah.
And you work obviously a lot with students. Do you think your life would be happier with or without them, and why?
Well, I think it's good to see both sides, you know. Like, I can see the student lifestyle while I'm here and see, you know, what way the students react. And because I'm involved in sport and I see a lot of the positive end of sports, it's quite good. It's good for me anyway, because it keeps me positive, because they're all full of energy most of the time and they're always involved in the sports and just getting stuck into whatever you ask them to do, really. I just ask all the students who are involved or even are just interested in any form of sport or activity, or just getting to know people, just to let the sports office know if there's something that they would like to do and it isn't available in the college at this present time, doesn't mean we can't organise something if there's numbers to do, actually put it forward, you know. So anybody that's interested in anything, just let the sports office know. Everyone knows the difference between right and wrong. I know that sometimes gets a bit blurred after maybe a few points in it, but everyone knows what they should and shouldn't be doing, so they just listen to themselves and, you know, try not get caught up in the peer pressure.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.